Now, over the past few weeks, scientists have been carrying out the first geological survey since the 1930s of England's largest lake. That's Lake Windermere, it's up in Cumbria, the Lake District. And Richard Hollingham, who is from the Planet Earth podcast, has been along to find out what's been found.
Windermere Lake Warden, Windermere Lake Warden. This is survey vessel White Ribbon. White Ribbon, over.
White Ribbon, right. Ribbon, this is Windermere Lake Warden. Go ahead, over.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, it really is a beautiful day here on Windermere. Around the centre of the lake, you've got the trees above the waterline and the green hills beyond that, and then the mountains. And I'm on board the White Ribbon, which is really a slightly large day boat, if you like, but rather than people with picnics, it's crammed with computer monitors and scientific equipment. And with me is Carol Cotterill from the British Geological Survey. Carol, what are you aiming to do here?
One of the aims that we're looking at is the lake bed itself and the modern day processes that are going on, both sedimentary processes but also the habitats for the fish, in particular the Arctic char. And we also want to know what's going on beneath the lake bed. So what happened in the past, in particular during the last ice age when the British ice sheet came down this far. So did it leave a series of moraines? How quickly did it retreat? And what we can tell about the glacial processes and any changes to the watershed and the drainage into the lake since that time.
Now we're standing on the aft deck here, but beneath us there's a hole.
Yes, that's actually a moon pool, that's what it's called. And it's quite unusual on a vessel of this size. Normally you find them on much larger drilling or geotechnical ships. But here we decided it was much safer for the equipment if we actually carved a hole in the centre of the boat. And we can now deploy our equipment down through the centre of that so we can keep an eye on it, basically, and it's semi-protected.
So if we peer down through this hole, you've got an instrument here suspended beneath the surface of the water. What's that measuring?
It's painting a picture of the seabed using sound. So what we have are two sonar heads that are angled opposed to each other, and they send out a number of beams. In total, we have 508 beams. So 508 sound waves effectively radiate out, or pings, as we call them. And when they hit the seabed, they bounce back off the sediments or anything on the seabed, and then they come back to us and we hear their returns. And from the time it takes for the sound ping to bounce down and come back to us, we can then calculate the depth that is.
Now, if we go inside, I think we can see some of the results as they come in. Let's just follow the cable from the instrument into the cabin here. And here's Nick Smart. And you've got two large computer monitors in front of you with these very pretty colour patterns in three dimensions. But that's what we're looking at now, is that right?
It's directly what's below the boat. We're running along the edge of a contour at the moment. You can see the change in depth, which is illustrated by the difference in colours. The red's showing the slightly shallower area, and then as it gets deeper off to our left-hand side, it goes to the blue.
And Carol, what have you found so far? I mean, I was quite surprised when I looked at these that there was a bump in the middle of the lake.
Across the central section where the current ferry runs, there's actually a high in the lake bed that comes to only 2 metres water depth. It's very, very shallow in certain parts. And we think that this is a remnant of this glacial past that I mentioned before, and that this could be where there's a more solid bedrock that the glacier or the ice sheet couldn't wear down through.
This is material that the glacier would have dumped there, but it's right across the centre of the lake.
It is right across the centre of the lake, and we've seen it in both the north and the south basin as well, much smaller examples. So material that has come down with the water coming out from underneath the glacier, so you get this sort of outwash of debris that the glacier has ground up as it's been on its journey, and it leaves these big ridges that are called moraines. And there are a number of different types of moraines, and in this lake, from a very preliminary interpretation, we think we've got terminal moraines, which are at the sort of snout or the very edge of the glacier, but also a series of degear moraines that build up underneath the glacier.
What's the point of doing a study like this?
It's trying to understand the history and how the lake has evolved, how it might evolve in the future, how the species that live within this lake work with this habitat. Are there certain areas that they prefer to spawn or to feed? Is there the stratification that we find in the lake from temperature, so the top getting much warmer and the bottom quite cooler? Does that have an impact on the species? So it's a whole number of different things.
You're also looking for a monster here.
Yes. When we came down and we launched the boat just over a week ago, we were talking to the Lake Wardens who were helping us and have provided their jetty, and they asked us to look out for Bonessie.
Bonessie.
Apparently there have been sightings of Bonessie, and I was shown some photographs that one of the Wardens took a couple of years ago.
But no sign yet.
No sign, no. Bonessie's been quite elusive so far, and I think she hears us coming and just sort of scurries away to the deeper parts where we're not working.
And they're still hunting for that there monster. That was Carol Cotterill from the British Geological Survey, and she was with Richard Hollingham, and they were aboard White Ribbon, which is the boat surveying Lake Windermere. If you enjoyed that, there are more of Richard's podcasts, as well as some links to his other Planet Earth resources, and they're at thenakedscientist.com/planet Earth.